Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing.
So, are we taking the chairs with us? We're going to be doing a bit of chatting. This has got to be an interesting one because it's a bit of sharing information, which is one way of communicating. Then there's a bit of preaching it. Hopefully, anyways, that's what I'm gearing up for. And then there's a bit of compassionate, just let's connect our hearts and go forward together. But then we were praying this morning, and I feel like there's also a sense of we're going to speak some things out, which is, you know, obviously for you to hear. But if you understand what I mean, we're speaking it in the spirit. We're declaring it, and that there's a shift in the in how things work, you know, on a deeper level. It's like, I don't know if some of us might understand this. I'm not the expert in this, but if any of us love geography, yeah. Do you know how earthquakes work and those tectonic plates that are like, and if they come into a certain thing and one goes down, then, you know, if you look at these beautiful maps of the world where all the tectonic plates aren't moving, it's a bit of that kind of thing as well. So hear it with your mind, your heart, and that it looks like something for us. But there's also a bigger shift. And there's some things that we're going to share that I'm just going to speak and we just agree, okay, just come with us. Come with us on this journey. So I'm going to stand for this, otherwise I'm too, you know, hibbly on the chair. But because it's exciting. As a church, I don't know how long, you know, some of you have been around longer than others. But Kingdom of Faith has always been a church that's about breaking through, plowing new ground. We're not staying where we are. We're always moving. We always want to be on the move. You know, in the Old Testament, the nation of Israel, they were moving through the desert. And sometimes God said, okay, stay here for a while. This is good, you know. But when the cloud or the pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud, it would lift. And then they would, oh, right, we're moving. Packing up our tents, you know, get all the tent pegs out and oh. We're missing a few bits and all of that. Put all together, we're moving. Where are we going? Where are the clouds going? There, that's where we're going. You know, it wasn't like, right, God gave them a, you know, this road, turn left here, that tree. I don't know if there's trees in the desert. I'm sure they are. But it was a sense of the clouds moving. We're moving with the cloud. Yeah, this is the first one of, I'm just speaking it out. We're moving with the cloud. Just agree. Just come with us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And some of you, I'm getting excited. Yeah, this is good. Yesterday we were, our notes, we're just going to do it. We're going through it. How are we going to say it? Who's saying what? And now this is life. This is good. There's power here. But some of you might remember, if you've been to the last Faith Camp, which was a big event we ran as a church for many decades, 30 years, 35 years, I don't know. There was a word that someone called Pastor Andy Elms from Portsmouth had, and he spoke that over. He felt God speak that to him for us as a church and wider field and all of that. And he said, the cloud's moving, move with the cloud. I'm sure he said other things. I can't remember that, but the cloud's moving. You know, and obviously we've been through many changes over the last few years. The Bible College that has been there also for decades has come to an end. Turning Tides is now using Roffey Place in Horsham, and it's such a blessing. The council is like so grateful. It's solving not just a homeless situation in Horsham or Crawley. The whole West Sussex is being blessed, if you will. So it's massive. It's beautiful. And you know, God says, look after those in need. And thank you, Lord, we can do that with that facility. But then there's also Faith Camp having to come to an end, which was a massive blessing for, again, decades to thousands of people. You know, people coming from all over the world, literally. I know there was one guy, he was there every year, or at least from when I was there, he was serving. He's like, I'm from Australia and I'm here again. You know, like, oh, bless you. I'm from down the road. Anyways, but glad to, you know, we're from the same family. Cool. But yeah, I'm from Germany, but it's still down the road compared to, I mean, anyways, but I feel very settled here now though, you know, anyways, but there was, you know, all that blessing and you would want to hold on to it because you'd be like, oh, this is so good. God's really moving. But they really felt God say, no, it's a blessing. But God was saying, I want to do something even bigger, and it would get in the way. If you just carried on Faith Camp, this, you know, big camp in Peterborough Showground, or if you carried on the Bible College, you'd be running dry because the cloud's been moving. But it's a, you know, in the beginning stages when the cloud lifts, it's a real discerning thing because everything is still in place. Our systems are running. Things are happening. You're like, why would we stop? This is so good. Like, right? This is so good. But in the early stages, it's a discernment thing. And you know, obviously as a leadership team, they decided to stop Faith Camp. But some of the words they had, and this is then where faith kicks in, right? Some of the words they had was, you know, God was saying, you gathered thousands of people in 1 week and you trained them. I want you to impact thousands of people every week. Now, we're not quite in the fulfillment of that, but that's where we're going. That's where the cloud's moving. That's the things that are, you know, so God has been reshaping and forming and is speaking, and there's some things bubbling, but it's not quite, yeah, all of that. But what was important that God said, if you just carried on, it would get in the way because I'm moving. It has been good for a season, but we're moving. Right, that was a long introduction. Are you ready for some of my notes? We haven't got to the notes. So a few weeks ago, I brought a word. Some of you were here. Some of you might have heard it on the podcast. And basically, it was all about get ready. Get ready. Do you remember that? You can put the scripture up on the screen. It's Joshua 1:11. Too many ones. 1:11. And we believe that was a real word for us in this season to get ready. And it's from the book of Joshua. And a lot of you probably know the story. It should be the first picture on the message slide. No, is it not there? Oh, yeah, there we go. It's going to come up. It's the story of Joshua. So they say, you know, Moses, my servant, is dead. That's how the book starts. A season has ended. Something has come to an end. You've come this far, which has been good. But then it's about God speaking to Joshua and says, okay, you're about to cross over. Be strong and courageous. All of those, we know that, right? And then he says, God says to Joshua, you're going to cross over. So what does Joshua do? He says, go through the camp. Tell the people, get ready, get ready, get ready. Now we think, oh, that's inspirational. I want to be ready. Yeah, yeah. You know, I posture myself. But in that story, it was a very practical thing. They'd been put up their tents. You know, they've set up things and they had, I don't know, animals with them and all of those things. So to get ready to move on meant we have to pack up. Like there are things, you know, think about it. I don't know how many, a million people or something like that. Loads of people, children, things. They've probably built things to, you know, do their farming and stuff. And God is saying, right, get ready, which meant right now, let's start packing up. Let's put things in boxes. I know one or two of you, I've done the same. When sometimes on my journey, when I felt God say, you're going to move house, I started getting boxes and packing. And it takes ages to pack, doesn't it? And the bigger, the more house you have, the more things to pack. And you think, how does that all fit in my house? But I always got excited because I felt there was a movement. So I started packing. I didn't have a house yet. I didn't have a place yet. And I was very blessed to live with Andrew and Saren, obviously. And before then, I also felt I'm going to move. I'm going to start packing. So I had things in boxes for a week or two. And then suddenly it came up and it all happened. It was beautiful. But even again, when that season sort of came to an end, and you can feel it, you know, you can feel it when you walk with God. Okay. It's been a blessing, but something's coming to an end. We just start packing, you know, so obviously we're blessed to be where we are now. But let's stick to our notes. Get ready was a very practical thing. We're going to cross a river, right? There's some things we all need to move together. Otherwise, we don't know where we're going and we're going to be left out. So it was important that everyone heard it. So the message was go through the camp, tell everyone, tell the people, tell the children, tell the every age, tell us, get ready and we're going to pack together. So in the biblical accounts, there is a sense of changing season, shifting season, and that preparation has a process and is all about crossing over. And it's both posture and practical, we think. You know, posture, how can we posture ourselves? And we talked a bit about that a couple of weeks ago. A lot of that is letting go of things like, oh, I like it here, Lord. Don't move me on. You know, I liked Faith Camp. I liked the Bible College, was blessed. Or you know, I liked my house where I was. But actually God's saying, no, let go. I've got more for you, but it's a bit of a journey and that's good, but we have to move. But in terms of posture, that can be letting go of expectations, experiences, comfort. Oh, you know, I've got comfortable. I know where things are, you know, in my kitchen, that's there, that's there. We're going to have a different kitchen. Oh, what does that mean? There's a bit of a process of change, but it's good. If God is leading us and he's good, it will always go into goodness. So here's Joshua 3 verse 5. This is, again, just before they're crossing into the new land, Joshua 3, verse 5. And he says, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. And that's, I just want to let that settle in us. And we believe that's a promise it was for them, but it's a promise for us now. But it also has action and response from us. So consecrate yourselves. That's not God's part. That's our part, right? Consecrate is, I recognize I'm not living for myself, I'm living for him. Consecrate yourself as, recognize you're set apart as holy. You know, my life's not my own, I'm yours. Surrendering, we've done so much surrendering over the Freedom Encounter. End again. And then last session, Pastor Clive was reading, right? We're going to just surrender before we pray that the Holy Spirit, right? Let's surrender. But it's good, it's healthy. It, you know, it touches on the things where maybe I am a bit holding on. Actually, no, I'm letting go because that's where faith is. That's where I trust the Lord. So as we consecrate ourselves, give ourselves to him, and in that a few weeks ago, we spoke about that, you know, that altar, putting things on the altar. That's the place where God's fire comes, all of that. But then God's bid is, tomorrow I will do amazing things among you. Now, tomorrow might not be the 10th of June, right? But in what you're stepping into, what's ahead of you, you know, if you know what I mean, I will do amazing things. We can't make that happen. I can only consecrate myself, you know. When you gave your life to Jesus, you give your life to Jesus. Then he does something. Then he gives you his life. He makes you a new creation. He fills you with his spirit. And we roll on from there, right? So also as a people, we believe there's things we can do, which is, right, God, I give myself. I'm willing. Actually, that's a big bit. I'm willing. I don't quite understand, but let's go. And then God says, yeah, that's your bid. Now I will do amazing things. And that's probably a journey. It's not the 9th of June, the 10th of June, but it's, okay, now as you walk with me, there's some amazing things. But that's then the journey of faith. That's Peter stepping out the boat, being like, well, let's see if this is going to work. But Jesus, if it's you, call me. If the cloud's moving, I'm going to move with the cloud. Moses says somewhere, God, if your presence isn't going with us, we're not going. But then if you flip it, but if you're moving, I'm going to move with you because I want to be right there. I don't want to be left behind in any way. So we have three kind of big words that we think is sort of an overview of where we are and what we think God's doing, what we sense God's doing. And those words all start with R, which is nice, called regather, regroup. Sorry, we changed in the script. It's the same thing. Regather, regroup, redefine, and reproduce. Do you want to do that?
So, yeah, I just put it on, yeah. So you see those words on the screen, regroup, regather, redefine, and reproduce. We're going to actually look at the regroup and redefine first. Now, you know we've been working through those bookmarks, and we've got them. And before we actually did the bookmark, actually it was your idea, Kai, and we felt that God was saying to put them on a bookmark. This is our vision for our congregation. And I just want to go through the first one. We will go to that one later again. Go and make disciples of all nations. Sorry for my voice. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Amen. One of the things we've been praying to, thinking of, like declaring, this is who we are as a church. And this will also stay like that. This one, then the next one is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest command. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Amen. This is who we are. This is us. This is our core. This is what we live with. Now, I will go back to those three words again in a minute. But then the third bookmark is, they devoted themselves faithfully, steadfastly, and continually to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Now, we've been praying over the last few weeks, months, and we felt that God wants to redefine those bookmarks. What does it mean for us to go and make disciples? What does it mean to be a disciple? What does it mean that disciples making disciples? What does it mean? So we feel that we are coming into this season of regathering, and as regathering the people of God, regathering us as a congregation, and as also with regathering the devoted people. They devoted themselves to one another. And it's, again, it's the regathering, but it's then also redefining, defining, what does it mean to be devoted? What does it mean to be devoted steadfastly, to be devoted continually? What does it mean to be devoted to fellowship? And all of those things and those words, we feel that is the season we are coming into and already doing that. Now, out of that, then reproduction will come. Out of the first, the two R's, the regrouping, right? Regathering, the redefining, what do all those things mean? Out of that, reproduction starts and begin. But if the regathering is a bit, something is not sure, or you don't want to reproduce something what isn't right, you don't want to reproduce something that is actually has a bit of life, but actually is not the life of the Holy Spirit or where God wants us to go. You know, you want to reproduce something that's good, that's healthy. So one of the things also, when love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul, and then love your neighbor. I had this picture a few weeks ago of a tightly knit net. A tightly knitted net. Yeah, it's better said. And we believe that we as a congregation need to become, and we already are, but we need to redefine what it means to be a net. Because as a church, I'm not here for myself. I'm not here to, I'm here to serve one another. You know, we are here. But I want to be going and making disciples. But where do I bring the disciples in? We felt in a tightly knitted net, not in a net that is one hole and I'm not saying we are. This is what we really wanted to say. It's not that we're not a tightly knitted net, but we felt that we needed to go deeper in order to go further. I brought that one in. I wasn't meaning that, you know, but to be deeper, going deeper with one another. That speaks of commitment. That speaks of like, hey, how are you gathered together? Being open and honest. And we've had like the Sunday evenings when we had freedom. It was an amazing time to go deeper. Like now I can ask Angelica or Kurt, like, oh, how is this going? You know, and we went those ways. We went there, you know. And so it's redefining, regathering. And out of that, reproduction will come. Do you want to do the next?
Yeah, I think, obviously, we all know over the last few months, there's been quite a few people coming and going and kind of a bit of a float state, maybe it felt like. And we actually a few of you have verbalized that along the way. It feels like we're a bit of a pruning time, you know, that sense of, and we have had a few plants in the house. I'm like, those leaves are sort of good, but not quite. And you sort of actually, for the life to flow properly, you then take those off and, you know, okay, if I prune it back, it will grow better. And some of that is your choice. Some of them just fall off. You know, it's like a funny process that, but obviously a few people have left the congregation. A few people now are praying that through, is this my place? Is my body, for different reasons, also practical reasons. Other people have joined, but because of their work, they can't always be here Sunday. So there are people that feel very much part of who we are. But it's like, oh, I'm just working Sundays. Like once a month I can be there, you know, kind of thing. So we then meet during the week or we talk through, and one of them is getting baptized, which is exciting, in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's and when that started to happen, I was like, God, what are you saying? There's people that they're not coming on Sunday, but they want to be part of who we are. And I just felt God say, I know we've had this phrase for a long time, especially for Andrew had this, you know, church without walls, you know, the kind of, well, God's bringing certain structures down that have been helpful for a season, but actually, so looking beyond, thinking beyond a certain meeting, or so, you know, so if someone's not coming on Sunday, does that mean they're not part of the, you know, all of that, processing that through. But you feel if people are committed or not. And I think what we feel challenged by actually is God saying to us, where's your commitment? And there are certain areas there he might say, what about this? What about that? And, you know, it's the whole thing of serving one another, loving one another. But maybe that's something for us too, as we go through some of the other bits now, where you think, oh, my commitment is being a little bit challenged now. And I want to encourage you to embrace that. And that's not a negative thing. We're being challenged. I think everyone is, well, we're all processing. But in the things of God, you know, we're putting the word into practice. The word always works. And so to choose to devote ourselves, you know, I'm thinking a lot about like Gideon's army, and you know the story where he had like 33,000 or something, and God says too many, like go down to 10,000, and he ended up with 300. And he's like, are we actually going to do the job, Lord? With this is a joke, but they didn't. He did. You know, and it's those stories, and we keep saying to each other, you know, if you read a book and it's a real faith journey, and we said this word earlier, they hit rock bottom, and then God really moves, and it's a great journey. But it's as you walk that journey and you're only here. I'm not here yet. I'm here. And it's like, oof, Lord, you know, this person's left and what's happening here? And but actually God's saying, no, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me. Come on, trust. Yep, trust. But put the word into practice. And that's what we also believe is redefining. It's not coming up with anything new. It's living out the good old, that, you know, this is the way, walk in it. Like, which way should I go? I think it's in Jeremiah. You know, he's standing at the crossroad and you're asking, where do we go? Choose the ancient path. And that's not an old way of doing things. It's the truths that are forever the same. And, you know, so all of that. So, but I mentioned this word pruning, and we have the scripture on the screen. So from John 15, verse 1-2. Give Angelica a minute to find it. There we are. So this is in the Amplified, which just brings it out very nicely. So it says, I, Jesus, I am the true vine, and my Father's the gardener. And he cuts off every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing. So the branch is already bearing fruit. It's been really good, but he still prunes it, which is cutting back, which is, you know, physical changes to the plant, so that he doesn't just prune it because it's a good thing to do. It is a good thing, but so that it will be even more fruitful. But when you look at a plant that's properly, I mean, I remember there's one plant, Andrea, cut right back to the roots. I'm like, it's gone. Like, no, it's still there. It's in the ground and it's establishing. But for healthy growth to come at this stage on that journey, just have to cut not just a branch here or there, but actually you have to cut it. And the plant's flowering now. We've got big leaves and everything again. Taking a bit of time, fair enough. You've done a good job. But I'm like, come on, have it now, Lord. But Andrea's looking after it and watch. I'm like, it's a plot of soil, you know, like, but you don't see certain things. And that's one of the words also we shared, you know, God's working in the soil, all of that. But let's read it. So he prunes it so that it will be even more fruitful, bearing even richer and finer fruit, you know. I know Norton likes his wine, you know, if it's a rich and fine, someone else said recently, oh, when I go on holiday, not everyone is like that, but he's like, oh, I'm going to drink that wine. It's like, not you, someone else that we talked to. And he's like, he just loves tasting the different wines of the different countries. And, you know, if someone has a real taste for that, it's a beautiful thing. But that's that picture of those grapes that are being pruned. Now let's get practical, because you're all like, what are you talking about? Or maybe you're just being blessed. That's good too. Now, we have felt like we've been in a pruning process, and some of you are nodding, which is nice. And we have to remind ourselves, it's for richer and finer fruit. It's, you know, because in that moment, it just doesn't feel nice. Like, freedom is pruning, because God's like, oh, do I have to bring this up? Or, okay, I have to pray this through. But it's good, because you've seen how they're beaming now a few days later, you know. So we've been in a bit of a process. We believe God has asked us to take a few steps of obedience, which is a step of faith, which, you know, obviously we've talked through with Pastor Clive and Jane and with some of the other sort of our peers. And what are you sensing? What are you saying? Is this just completely ridiculous, or are we on the right track? You know, with some of those things, it's sometimes difficult to know. But for probably a year now, many months, quite a few of us have spoken to us actually as well. We just haven't felt like this location was our location. Like, it's been great for a season. We loved it. So blessed. You know, for years we've been in different parts of Worthing College. But it's just felt like it's okay, but the cloud's moving on. I'm not quite sure where, but something is forming. And what does that mean? So the way we are, we jump up, right, Lord, you've got something. We're driving around. We're, you know, looking at other locations. God, what are you saying? Is it there? Is it here? But the interesting thing was, so for a few months now, right? This is a few months. We just haven't shared it quite yet in that setting. But what it made us ask as well is not just where do we meet, but God, what does it mean to be your people? Because if we meet in a certain location, let's say in town, and there's pros and cons to that, and it would be this, and we want to be with people and want to be accessible, but then it's this and this and this, and it doesn't quite fit, and there's no space, and there's another church already, which is great. You know, we want to encourage that, and we know those guys actually. And they're like, okay, right, let's go over here then. What about this? There's space. And it was like, well, that's also not who we are. And also interesting, we've been had the chance to meet quite a lot of the other leaders in Worthing, and every church is slightly different, or they have a different heart, they have a different expression. And I'm sitting there and we're going around and what God has called us to do. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, this is beautiful. We are all doing the same thing, as in we all have the same book, but how that's outworked is a bit different. And it made us come again back to our roots of as Kingdom Faith. We're an apostolic church breaking ground. And for us, a lot of the stories of this church over the last decades, we've only heard about, or we've tasted a bit, or we know the people that have been there. But, you know, on a bigger scale, we are sensing the cloud moving. We want to move. And now we are like, oh, so we have to write this journey. We have to take those steps of faith. Anyway, so we haven't got a new building that we're going to, sorry, some of you are like, oh, I was waiting. You know, we still feel like the cloud's moving, but that we don't have a space where we're like, it's over that road and we just do what we're doing in that place because that's what God has. Actually, what we feel like he's saying is he doesn't just want to change the location where we meet, but the shape and the form of how and who we are. So that's why we keep banging about these bookmarks. And we're going to dive deeper into those, like this disciple making disciples. You know, so much of the way we do church in the West, not just us, right? There's a way bigger picture, but it just looks like something here. The way we do church, we have certain traditions, and some of them are great, some of them are blessed, some of them are just hard work. But if you think of that pruning, there's a bigger pruning going on. There's a way bigger pruning. But for disciple making, what does that mean? Anyways, Andrea shared that already. But we believe our step of faith, just settle. We believe it's to say goodbye to Worthing College without having the, oh, so we're going to go there and do the same thing that we've always done because we know it works, right? No, we believe we need to say, we need to respond to the clouds moving, even if we don't know exactly where we're going to put our foot next in terms of a setting. But I'm just going to repeat what I said, and we will hand something out to you in a bit later, and it has that phrase in it. God doesn't just simply want to change the location we meet in, but shape and form the way we are together. And I'm just going to repeat some of the things Andrea said. It's that tightly knit net. That's not just a nice word on the side. We think this is what God wants to do right like now, you know, like tight knit net. Devoted themselves to fellowship, devoted, like, that's what God wants to do, right? Devoted themselves to the word. One of the other scriptures that's not in here, but it's, you know, Jesus says, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, oh, that's not a nice scripture. Unless you see the result and the fruit, it's like, that's uncomfortable. So I have to let go of that seed. It has to go into the ground and die. But then Jesus says, but that's when it goes, you know, it takes root. It grows, all of that. So the pruning is actually right back to the roots.
But not pruning the roots.
Not pruning the roots.
That's really important.
We are in the ground and we're here. And we talked with someone recently about this process and praying it through. And, you know, what are you sensing? Are we just, you know, funny, but we're kind of in agreement with that. But one of the things was like, also, does it mean we're not going to have Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing? And we're like, no. We're pruning it back. Yeah. It's just a bit more underground. And one of the things actually God gave me a couple of weeks ago, I think also personally, but maybe it's for us too, it's concealed and then revealed. But sometimes there are seasons where God's just going to do some deeper things before multiplication.
Amen. And that could feel maybe a bit like an ouch. It was for us. It's quite a big step.
It's massive. Yeah.
It's really like we've been, I would say, crying, like, God, are you actually saying this? Are you actually wanting us to be one of the words is obedience. Like, are we going to actually give up word in college? But one of the things is, it's a step of obedience. I don't know what's going to happen. Yes, we will have you covered in the sense of
there is a plan.
But it has been for us, like, and you just hearing it. Some of you know already a little bit longer because you've been sensing it. You've been hearing it yourself. Mm. But we've been in this process of pruning ourselves. When in college seems safe, it's there every other week there, it's a safe place, it's comfortable, people know. So to actually say goodbye is for us, okay, but we know it's the right thing. And we also felt like by us taking this step, God will bring us something new, different, how that can look like. Someone else, I think Pastor Clive said, don't finish the Lord's sentence. You know, don't finish the Lord's sentence. Mm. So I don't want to finish the Lord's sentence with this. I don't want to say, oh, we're going to have by September a building and it will be there or that. I don't want to say that. And I don't want to say that and promise that to you. What I can say is we're not stopping. Mm. Our vision isn't changing. We're not saying goodbye and not at all. It's just a real process. And we really would like to ask you also to pray into this. Mm. What is God saying to you about the pruning? Like about, okay, your next step. What is God saying about your place in the body? What is God? And we even want to go as far as, right, coming next 2 weeks, you know, pray. Like just pray fast. Like if you want to just seek God. It's a time for us to seek Him, to say, God, what are you saying? What do you want to do in this season? How do you want to prune my heart? It's an unsettling time also for us a little bit, but we know the rock who is completely settled and we want to run to that and the rock that we cling on. And you're going, oh, I love to always come here to worship. And like, oof, it's a time of consecration to give that to Jesus. So the word is out and we can all talk about it. But yeah, maybe you can share.
Yeah, just we've got some dates for you. Yeah. So we will have everything we said pretty much will be in a little booklet. We've just finished it Friday.
Yeah.
So you can pick that up
what
afterwards.
What a birth that was.
No, hallelujah.
But we did it. Now. We did it.
Anyway, so we've got some dates. There's a slide with dates.
Slate, sorry.
So on the 7th of July, we've done a month, like we didn't want to stop it today. In a month, we have our last Sunday in Worthen College, and it will be a time of celebration of Thanksgiving. It's not a sad time, right? Like God's, you know, obviously it's bringing something to an end, but it's always positive, right? We're giving thanks for everything God has done here and all of that. And then for the next 2 weeks, the 14th and the 21st of July, we just want to gather actually in one home. So don't worry, there are some practical ideas of how to make that work. Some of you are already thinking, how's that going to work?
I know our house is too small.
That's we have
okay.
a garden.
We will.
It will be fine. But we will gather in our house. So we would love for you to come as usual. We will explain that a bit more in 2 weeks' time when we meet here, how that will look like. And it is putting those things into practice, but wrestling with that together too. Mm-hmm. And then on the last Sunday of the month, we're going to be outside. So this month, at the end of the month, we have the baptism at Goring Gap. But again, we want to be outside because it's also something that's in the mix somewhere where we feel like for months, God has been saying, you need to be visible, accessible. You know, some of us have expressed that Worthen College feels a bit like we're in the upper room, we're still hiding in the, you know, we're praying. But actually when the Holy Spirit came, He pushed them out. So but it doesn't mean necessarily it's full-on evangelism because some of you are already clicking off. This is not me. No, it's somehow, and this is a journey. We don't have the full answer, mm-hmm. but it's there's a sense of we need to somehow gather in a way people see the joy, see the love. Like, you know, Jesus says, it's by your love they will see that you're my disciples. Mm-hmm. Like, I want someone to see how you talk to each other earlier because it's beautiful. And it's not just a human love. There's God's love. So we're on a journey of how can we be somewhere where people see. So that's a first step, I guess.
But until the 7th of July, it will be church in home and then church
here.
Yeah, just normal room. From the 7th of July, it will be different. But then we want to take you on that journey and talk to us and pray for us that we see the right things. But, you know, like also pray. And if you have something from God, just give it to us. Like we really are. This would be very good.
Yeah, great. Maybe we take a moment to respond.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the first bit?
Yeah.
To pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Just let it settle in. Just let it settle in your own heart. Thank you. Jesus, you have taken us on such a journey of trusting you, believing you. And you say in your word, it's not by faith. It's by faith. Don't walk by sight, but walk by faith and not by sight. You say in your word, trust in the Lord and do not lean on your own understanding. Jesus, all those words we're going to put into practice. I am putting them into practice to not lean on my own understanding. But Jesus, even in this time of, oh, wow, what will happen? What is this? Shaking, my heart is shaking. Jesus, I know you are my rock. I know you are my shelter. You're my refuge. You're the one I cling to. You're the one I love. You never change. You never stop working. You're immovable. You're unshakable. And we just throw ourselves on you. We throw our hearts on you. We throw our minds, our words, our thinking, how is the future now going to look like? Jesus, I don't have a clue, but I know who is in control of my future and of our future. We surrender. We surrender our future. We surrender us as a people. We consecrate ourselves. Jesus, this is, have your way. Jesus, you tell us also in Joshua to be bold and courageous. And we just want to boldly obey you, actually, in this. And Jesus, we let go of the good things and we will keep letting it go the next few weeks. Let go of the building, let go of our memories, letting go of not one another. But letting go of what was. And maybe it just puts a bit of fear in our hearts. We'll just give you that fear. Of what will happen. We just give you all of those things. It's the not knowing that feels insecure. We give that to you. Also for us. But Jesus, we know that you know. And you have the future in your hands. Our future. In your hands. And Jesus, we also ask you, let your kingdom come. And let your will be done in our hearts. And in us as a people. And you said it in the prayer meeting, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And you are our shepherd. in this. You are the one who guides us. You are the one who leads us. You are the one who we trust. You are the one we put our hope in and our faith in. You are the one we want to follow. And one of your love languages, Jesus, is obedience. And that's what we're doing, one step at a time. Jesus, we want to follow you. Thank you, Jesus. And what's ahead, we don't know. I don't know, but you know. You know. You know, God. And you know. You want us to be a people that bear fruit. You want us to be a people to make disciples of all nations. You want us to go. You want us to love one another. Thank you, Jesus. You're the rock we cling to.
Yeah, Lord, we just want to, by faith, thank you that your word is for richer and finer fruit. That even though this bit of the process, I know I really don't like it. The pruning, the cutting is uncomfortable. How do we share? How are people responding? And Lord, we just surrender that to you. But, you know, we're letting go of a location. Lord, we trust you with that. But also, Lord, I pray that in this process, we would start seeing what you see. Amen. Like, oh, wow, but there's not just a different way of doing it. It's not about methods and it's not about places. It's about living the life you've called us to live. And Lord, we're just making a bold step. And it maybe seems a very a radical step in that sense, a tricky word to use sometimes. But Lord, we mean it. And Lord, we trust you. And I think like Peter stepping out of that boat, we read it now many years later. And we're like, wow, his faith was amazing. But he had to then step out. The others were watching. Lord, we don't want to just be watching what you're doing. We want to walk it. We want to be there. I want to be that person. It's uncomfortable and it requires a decision of, right, I'm going to do this, right? But Lord, I want to write that story. I want to inspire others with obedience and faith. But I thank you, Lord, for your grace to respond. Thank you for your rest on this journey. But Lord, we thank you by faith for richer and finer fruit. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.